This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, also our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially to our over-the-road truck drivers and our snowplow drivers and our sander drivers who are very busy tonight in certain parts of the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And let's get started here with our buddy up there in the frozen tundra. No, not really. I don't think it's freezing up there tonight. Might be, though. We've got Frank Silvallo from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning, Frank. It's a nice day, Frank, down here. The people are here from Los Angeles, the Ram fans. And they're here for the football game on Sunday. I saw a bunch of Ram jerseys last night as I was pulling into the driveway.
Well, you know, we're trying to, if I can sense some of the weather we're having down there, maybe it'll make them feel a little bit more at home.
Yeah, because this is going to be an interesting game. The temperature's not going to be all sunny and warm. It's going to be a little bit on the cool side, and there might be a wind on Sunday. We'll see.
It's football weather.
Of course, and that is football weather. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge, my man?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let me see. Good old Slow Joe, Uncle Joe, Grandpa Joe, whatever kind of Joe you want to call him, lashed out yesterday at a female Fox News reporter, making a fool out of himself after a Russia comment ignited a controversy and the tensions rose. I mean, the guy I don't even know what to call him anymore. Senile, old, incompetent, out of his league. What do you want to use? What words do you want to use there?
Lame duck president.
Okay.
You know, the guy crotchety. I mean, he's unpresidential. How's that? That's a
there you
great
go.
Word to
That's
use
a great
to
one.
Describe it up.
Mm-hmm.
His own people just cringe whenever he gets in front of a microphone because they don't know what's going to come out of his mouth.
Yep.
But most often, what he says is either inaccurate, completely false, or inappropriate.
Yep.
And that's why Jen Psaki is always doing damage control after this guy takes to the cameras and the microphones. You know, great example was yesterday saying that any Russian troop presence inside the Ukraine would be a minor incursion, when foreign troops enter foreign, you know, your soil as a minor incursion, the Ukrainian president was absolutely right to say there are no minor incursions.
Yeah.
When soldiers from another country cross over your border, it's called an invasion.
Right, especially when they come over with their guns loaded, pointed at you. Now, our buddy Flip is saying good morning, and let's see, he's saying, hey, Frank, stay low, go fast.
Yeah, well, stay low, my friend, you know.
Yeah. Now, the thing of it is that with all of this that happened, that two-hour press conference, I know he was trying to do that to make himself look presidential and look at me. I can stand up for 2 hours and carry on a conversation. But he was gone after about 30 minutes. I mean, he lost it. He really lost it.
Yeah, I don't know whose idea it was. Well, maybe it was His puppet masters want to trot him out there so that they can justify not running him again in 2024.
Could be.
You know, the poll numbers, when you look at what Democrats are saying now about who they want in 2024, it's not Biden.
No.
You know, they do not want him to run again. And, you know, this is going to be one of those, I have a feeling this is going to be one of those dragging him away, kicking and screaming types of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, you know, you have to believe that the Democrat leadership is saying, how do we move him off the main stage when it comes to 2024? And maybe trotting him out there for 2 hours to babble away is the way to do it.
Well, I'll tell you, the cognizance, lack of the ability showed up again. The way he was trying to answer some of the questions. I mean, I was having a tough time trying to understand what he was trying to say.
Yeah, you know, some of us were having a tough time trying to figure out what he had to say when he was on the campaign trail.
That's true, too.
But, you know, but it didn't matter. You know, the media just wanted to push Orange Man bad and anybody better. And today we're understanding that was a very foolish choice.
Well, the
everything this guy touches is just turning to waste.
The funny part, the strange part, and we're fixing to go to break, so I'll make this quick. The funny part about all this is that he said that he and Kamala are running again come 2024, and Kamala said it too. She says, yep, we're running. So good luck on that one.
Yeah.
I know. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Frank Silvato and myself right here on a Friday morning. A little frosty up there maybe where he's at. Freezing rain off to the west of him, by the way. If you're going along I-10, I-12 west over to New Orleans today, this morning might have a little slip and a slide going on.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle, and welcome back, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S, has one of those companies that it's a family-owned business. They've got several dealerships. They're fixing to add another brand-new dealership up in Brooksville. Talk about that in a minute. But it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from all over the state of Florida, the Panhandle, South Georgia, up and down the East Coast, up and down the Upper Midwest, and even as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, it all starts, of course, with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, their goal is to do whatever it takes to be the best car dealer in the United States, which is why Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. They'll go the extra mile to work with you. Now, you can't beat the selection either. At Moss, several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles with just about all the bells and whistles that you'd want to have on some of them. By the way, clean trade-ins, they're commanding a great resale value right now, so take advantage of that. And if you want to sell your ride, they'll buy it too. Forget the Blue Book. The Blue Book is no longer the gold standard. You take the Blue Book to get an ID and add about 30 to 35% to it if your vehicle's in good shape, and that's what your car is worth right now. So Moss Nissan, being the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great deals and they're taken special care of, you might want to check them out by going to one of the locations, either in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura side-by-side in Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida, coming in about a month. Yep. About a month. Maybe 5 weeks. We'll see. We're getting very close. And I can't wait to go up there and say howdy, howdy to all the friends we got up that way. So check them out online, Maus, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Maus, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Maus, Nissan, whatever it takes. Okay, Frank Silvato's with us from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there and check all that out because you got a lot of great things over there, right, Frank?
Yeah, we do. And sign up for the newsletter. It comes out every time there's a new product, whether it's a podcast or an article, and be kind to our sponsors. But sign up for it because as we come into the midterms and especially 2024, you are going to see a massive movement towards censorship by the mainstream media.
Sure are.
They have to be, you know, it's going to be a bloodbath. So direct communications with you is very important.
And let's talk about that for a minute. One America News Now is being taken off from AT&T's DirecTV. That was their number one source of revenue because they had so many viewers watching them over there on AT&T DirecTV. They're being taken off there. I'm not sure what the deal is with DirecTV, Dish TV, if they're on over there or not. Hopefully they are for their sake, and they can maybe do a little bit more direction in that area, but that's really a bad thing for them because they're trying to put them out of business. They really are.
Yeah, and if there isn't somebody who picks them up, it's going to be the death knell for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were expanding. There was an alternative to Fox, which, you know, competition is always good in a capitalist society. You know, but when you start using access as a weapon to silence, that's just wrong on every level.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got DirecTV and you've got alternatives, take the alternatives, make the switch. That's the only way that outlets of the media understand that they're doing something bad,
mm-hmm.
is to punish them with your dollars. And that goes beyond the media.
Mm-hmm.
That goes into corporate America. The corporations that are trying to shove ESG scoring down our throats. We need to make these companies pay a price and feel pain. And in a capitalist society, that's not shopping their products.
Mm-hmm.
It's not buying their products. We need to get away from our comfort zones here to teach this public-private corporate entity that's just doing everything that the far left wants them to do, the mm-hmm. woke corporate people.
Yep.
You've got to make them feel pain. So shop local and shop independent
mm-hmm.
whenever you can.
Speaking of woke, only 28% of Americans question in an AP NORC national survey conducted over this past week, say that they even want Joe Biden running for a second term in the White House. So that means, I guess, 72% don't.
Yeah, but I bet you it's the same 28% that says that if you're a parent and you don't believe in the COVID vaccine, that the government should be able to take your children from you until you acquiesce.
Mm.
That's a very... This 28 to 30% that think this way, that's just stunningly dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
That's full blown fascism, and you know they've done such a good job of neutering that word over the years, calling people who are conservative and constitutionalists and people who believe in law and order
mm-hmm.
fascists. But it kind of rings hollow today when you hear the word, but we need to look at the definition of that literally now when you're looking at the far left and the woke in this country. They are textbook definition fascists like mm-hmm. we experienced underneath Woodrow Wilson at the turn of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
They were proudly fascists, and Mussolini and Hitler recognized the Wilson administration as fascist, even congratulating them about it. So it's not unheard of. It happened before, And ladies and gentlemen, it's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we need a sea change, not only in this November, but in November 2024, and then in elections afterwards. Democrats, you need to start purging the fascists from your ranks.
Yeah.
It has to happen.
Yep.
It has to happen. We're losing the country because you believe, hey, we just got to have a D behind the person's name when we vote. It has to happen. No, it doesn't. Start keeping shop inside your party because your party's falling off the cliff and it's taking the country with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're absolutely true. Now, RNC Chairwoman McDaniel, who I believe is the niece to Mitt Romney, said, yep, said, and I quote, "So we definitely want debates, but we're absolutely going to participate in presidential debates. It's just not going to be done through the biased commission called the Commission on Presidential Debates." Well, first of all, I think that's great.
I what we've had since maybe Kennedy Nixon, we haven't had debates.
No.
We've had showboating episodes.
Yep.
The debates are when there is a point brought forward and the two sides debate that point. Point, counterpoint. It's not the propaganda opportunities that we've had in current debates. They serve no purpose.
Mm-hmm.
None whatsoever. Maybe a gotcha moment, but that's about it. No one learns a damn thing from what we've had in contemporary presidential debates. So why have them? I'd rather each candidate get that 90 minutes to directly address the American people to tell me what you're going to do if you're elected, and the limitation be that you can't talk about your opponent or the opposition party.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me who you are. Tell me what you want to do and how you're going to do it. And then get off my television.
Yeah. All right. Here's one for you. And we'll wrap up with this. Hunter Biden's in the spotlight again as details are emerging about an investment in a powerful China company. We just don't know who it is yet. We're not hearing.
Yeah, that's shocking, isn't it? Hunter's got connections with nefarious global forces. Wow. Shocking.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Biden family's got corporate relations with entities that are based in
okay.
the most nefarious people in the world.
Here comes the music. I got to let you go, and I will talk to you on Monday morning, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Yep, you got it. Go Bucks is right. Okay, that's Ray Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check him out, see what he's all about. I'll be right back. Got a military segment coming up here talking about Afghanistan.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Austria's lower house of parliament voted on Thursday in favor of making COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory by law for most adults starting 1 February. Austria is a landlocked country between Switzerland and Hungary. Ventura and Los Angeles counties in California violated the Constitution's right to keep and bear arms when they shut down gun and ammunition stores in 2020 as non-essential businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. A federal appeals court made the ruling Thursday. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected lower court rulings stating governments cannot use a crisis to trample on the constitutional rights of citizens. Grammy winner Meatloaf died Thursday night with his wife Deborah by his side. Meatloaf's longtime friend and agent, Michael Green, says he was 74 years old. A cause of death is not being released. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota, for doing that. I am back, and we're going to be talking with our military liaison there that was working with the folks in Afghanistan. We'll get to all that in a minute, but this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor.com. Now, I'm talking about Pete and Seth Talbot and the great job that they're doing in trying to help people get out of pain. I've been taking this for 7 years, and I wouldn't know what to do without it. Now, it is not, nor does it have any drugs in it. It's 100% drug-free. It has the all-natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to take care of the inflammation and the swelling that you have in your body when you have an injury. And it also lowers or eliminates pain, including going straight to the source of wherever that pain might happen to be. Now, because it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, it's made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, something your body needs to have to begin with. So, go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you can get it all started. There's no club to join. There's no commitment to join. If you buy it and you try the 3-week quick start and it works for you, fine. You'll go on automatic delivery. But that's it. That's all you have got to do. Relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, and I'm sure you're going to feel a whole lot better as a result. Well, you've heard this gentleman before. We've had him on. We haven't had him on in a couple of weeks because he's been diligently working, doing some things over there to try to, once again, his unit that he's got, his group, to get some more people out of Afghanistan. But we've got retired United States Navy Lieutenant Commander William Baker on the telephone line here. Good morning there, sir.
Good morning, Captain. I hope everybody has a fine Navy, Army, Air Force, Marine Corps, Space Force day today.
I'm sure they will. So you're in a good mood because you've got a mission going on. I don't think you can tell us a lot, but tell us what you can.
Yes, sir. There is. I want to bring good news to let people know that there are groups that are actively working on Afghanistan. I'm in contact with Afghanistan people every day to let them know that they're not left behind, that there are teams, groups of people, organizations that are working to assist them to get Afghanistan evacuated. What our job was to do, I set up the platform because I was a knowledge manager in Afghanistan in 2011, 2012. So I'm familiar with the area. I also know the knowledge management work set. I think that this is a perfect work set to approach this situation. It's a very difficult situation because of so many different groups. This organization is not a leadership organization. It is more of a networking organization that people can use us in order to make sure that we've leveraged everything that we're doing and try to keep as much communication going so that we can see what works, what does not work, and how we do that. And there are a group of fine professional veterans, civilians who are working diligently on this every day. And right now it looks like things are beginning to open up. Can't pass along anything specific, but we do want people to know that they should be hearing something very soon, and that's good.
Well, your group, especially the people with the boots on the ground in Afghanistan, are taking one hell of a risk, and we know that, to get these people out. Now, my only question is, I know you're probably venting these people a lot better than some of what we heard initially, where Joe Biden was just like throwing people on airplanes and away we go.
Yes, sir. In fact, we want to be very clear and let people know that everyone that is being evacuated, brought over here, is vetted extensively. And we know these people personally. We worked with them, and we have all of their documentation. Even if they've lost all of their paperwork, everything, we're able to rebuild their profile and make sure that they have their identification properly vetted, because we're not going to allow people to be brought in here who are bad characters. Initially, they were just rounding up any of the Afghanistan people and putting them on the planes to get them over here, because they do not want to have any of the people that worked with us make it back here and tell their story, because it would be very damaging.
Okay, now that brings up a point that a question that I have to ask. How damaging would it be? Because we do know that we left people behind over there. We know to begin with it was not just the American contractors that worked for us that weren't necessarily Americans, but we left Americans over there when we were told, oh, no, we got them all out. And we never leave anyone behind, period.
That's correct, and we want everybody to know that, especially the people that are left back on the ground, to let them know that we're not leaving them behind. Yes, this is a difficult situation, but we are actively working to do everything that we can to make sure that we get them rescued and that they are safe. In addition, we are running, we are keeping people safe on the ground. We have not only the air operations that are taking place, but the ground operations. We have some real brave people who are keeping people alive there, because if they are caught, they are on the target list. These people are on target list and will be killed if we do not rescue them.
Well, they won't be the only ones killed. They'll go after the people that are there trying to get them out.
That's correct. So there are a lot of brave Afghanistan people who did help us. They have no plans of leaving Afghanistan, but they are helping those that helped the NATO forces over there to get out, or the Western civilization forces that they have getting out, because this was a big loss for Western civilization, losing that part of the Silk Highway. Strategically, it's a big setback, and we're in a real predicament over there that we've lost a tremendous amount of our influence. a lot of our credibility. But that doesn't mean that we're going to give up. We're going to get there, and we're going to regain that credibility, and we're going to get people out.
Okay. Give us the website where you want people to go, anyone that wants to help you in whatever way they can. Give us the website.
The website is kmwg.org. kmwg.org. That stands for Knowledge Management Working Group, and it's a tax-free donation that can be given in through there as well, too, if you get to the website. Money, obviously, is a very big concern, not only for the aviation fuel, other things, but all of the logistics that are involved. We're also trying to do the entire operation to make sure that when they do get to their final home, that they have everything taken care of, they're in touch with the proper people. But kmwg.org will get you in, and that'll also give you my telephone number. Feel free to contact me directly. I'm pretty much at 24-hour operations along with all the people that I'm working with as well, too.
So, an update, final update here. We got about a minute. What do you want to tell the people that are listening around the country?
I want people to know that they should be very proud of all of the people that have pulled together. And there are opportunities for people to assist with helping these people and regain their lives after they've been displaced. There's plenty of work that we can do. But we want people to know that we will be working to get people out, and we are currently doing so. And if there is any big news that comes up, I promise to give you the exclusive. And we are hopeful that we'll have something here in the next few days, and we're going to be working with all the different teams. This is appreciate your hard work that you've done. I've enjoyed meeting with you, and look forward to having a successful evacuation and cleaning a lot of this mess up. I see things changing significantly here shortly for the positive, and we're going to be well positioned. We're going to be able to help these people and also get their lives back, not only here, but also back in Afghanistan.
Well, that's good news, because the Taliban aren't going to do it. We already heard that they've reverted themselves back again to Sharia law and all the stuff that they were doing before when, before they changed, and they were going to be, you know, it was a different story. They were nice. They'd changed their ways. No, they haven't. No, they haven't.
We're keeping track of the atrocities, and we will make sure that they're properly cataloged, and that whoever will be needs to know this information, it will be properly documented. And I'm in contact with the people in Afghanistan every day, and it's okay. A dire situation, but they're hopeful.
Real quick question from Eric in East Tennessee. What other forward-deployed civilian contractors and or organizations is KMWG affiliated with?
We have a number. I'll put them up on the website that we're working with. Originally, Pineapple Express.
Okay.
Working with other groups that we're working with all the groups that anybody that comes on to.
Okay, very good. Got to let you go. I'll talk to you again real soon. Have a great day, sir.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Thank you very much. That's retired Lieutenant Commander William Baker. And we'll have more from him and about him as soon as we get information.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, we're back, and we have got the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, America. Yeah, Matt, big weekend. It's going to determine who goes to the NFC and AFC championship games. So it's going to be very interesting to see how Cincinnati and the Tennessee Titans match up. Derrick Henry should have a decision by later on today if he is going to be able to play in this game tomorrow. And that's very important for Tennessee. I believe if he's in the game, they win and he performs. If he's not in the game, obviously, I don't see them winning the ball game. Cincinnati's starting to play some excellent football. The offense is on fire and the defense is holding their own. So that's one game to look at.
Well, he's a very important. He's a very important running back.
Oh man, he's one of the best. Really, yep. He's Earl Campbell-ish for the the audience who's familiar with football and for the younger kids who aren't listening right now, he's something special, to say the least. He beats you 100% every time he plays, too. Something to be said about that type of work ethic in our country right now. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to that game. It's going to be very exciting. And also, I'm going to Kansas City and Buffalo.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Two great quarterbacks throwing at it. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously one's going to give.
Are they playing that game in Buffalo?
No, sir. No, it's in Kansas City.
All right.
So that gives a little edge to KC. But, you know, after that now, if Buffalo wins this one, they will hold Tennessee beats Cincinnati and Buffalo beats KC to go to Tennessee. Tennessee has home field advantage throughout. In the AFC and the NFC, you have the Green Bay Packers who have the home field advantage. But
yep.
San Francisco isn't going to lay down. They're playing some good, solid football right
now. If Green Bay loses and San Francisco wins, that next game, if the Bucs win, would be played in Tampa.
That is correct, sir.
So we get another home game here.
That's correct.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
So if Green Bay loses and the Rams win, then they'll go to L.A. So, and very tough game for the Buccaneers. The Rams match up very well against them. Their defense is strong and offense is good. Now, the good news for the Bucs, they're going to be able to control the run, but the Ken Stafford can still throw the ball, a former Detroit Lions.
Well, we know what happened the last time they played. The Rams won.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to beat your opponent twice in 1 year. So that goes well for the Bucs, and the game is being played here. And they're playing better. They showed in the playoff game that they can play with anybody. And now just the injuries, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be very difficult with the injuries to see if the next man up can handle it. But the Bucs do seem to find a way. Speaking about the Bucs and the Arians, for him, you know, getting fined for slapping his player on the helmet, I mean, to me that seems a little much. It's just like, come on,
the $50,000 fine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I get it. I understand why they did it, because it didn't look all that great. It looked like he was trying to drag a guy off the pile that was trying to do whatever. Bruce didn't quite get it, but I think the fine's a little steep.
It is. And he's just trying to tell me.
Okay, well,
the players off the pile.
Before we run out of time, I want to mention the Tampa Bay Rays and what happened with that decision by Major League Baseball. I am not surprised that they decided that way.
I tell you, I'm glad. No, I was a little nervous. For some reason, Major League Baseball doesn't love the Tampa Bay Rays, and I know some of it's because of the lack of people coming to the ball games, the attendance. But, you know, we're working on it. Florida has not always been a baseball state. It's more of a football state.
Okay, but here's the problem. We can put people in the ballpark. I know we can do it, but we can't do it in St. Pete. The attitude in St. Pete, and I've been around that whole city, they don't really appreciate the Rays. There's only a certain amount of people that want to see baseball. The rest of them could care less. So let's go to Tampa.
Yeah, great point, Matt. The bottom line is there's about 10,000 season ticket holders for the Tampa Bay Rays, and 8,000 are in Hillsborough County and 2,000 are in Pinellas.
That's correct.
Area County. And that's the problem. You move it to Tampa, I know that doubles, maybe even triples. And you keep putting a good product on the field, and you keep marketing properly. You don't alienate the fans, and you make it fun. It's only been in existence for, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes time to get a fan base to do the right thing for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in life takes time, so hopefully they'll do that. But,
all right, I got to ask you about Big Ben. Has he played his last game?
I think he has. That's another thing Pittsburgh's going to have to find out, who's going to be their next quarterback, if Mason, Rudolph could step up or not, or they're going to draft somebody, pick somebody out of free agency. I'm sure the Pittsburgh fans are anxious to see what happens. And then last but not least, sources are saying, Captain, that Coach Harbaugh of the Michigan Wolverines will take the Raiders' job in office. I don't know. I think Bashashi is going to be able to keep the job. He got them to the playoffs. He led them. They're playing hard for him. Special teams coach, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer coach. Now, interim head coach for the Raiders. We'll see if they remove that tag or if they are going to bring in a Harbaugh or somebody else. A lot of things are going to happen with the NFL as far as the coaching and the NFL head coaches here in the near future, because there's going to be a lot of moving around. There's 8 openings right now. So we shall see what happens.
All right. I will see you. I will see you on Sunday, and stay out of trouble.
Sounds good. Thank you, Matt. Have a wonderful day.
Yep, you betcha. Okay, Patrick Kylan, the Sports Zone quarterback. Find out more about him by going to his Facebook page, The Sports Zone. And, of course, Patrick Kylan, he's also on Facebook, too, as the insurance agent that he is. All right, 60 seconds with Todd. Go!
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Trump, I want that, and Project Veritas, okay? Because if I have to look back, you know, if anybody knows, I want those people, I want those Trump supporters out of jail. They're still rotting in jail over there while the FBI and everybody else. 99, I've been to 9 Trump rallies. They're the nicest, kindest people in the world. Okay. The captain was right behind me when Jim Acosta acted the fool and tried to blame us for saying CNN says, shut up, Acosta. I don't see you interrupting Joe Biden. I don't see any of you left-wing hacks up in the press conference, you know, shouting down Jen, all the lies that Joe, but no, I didn't watch Joe Biden pontificate. He can't even put 2 sentences together. And he's a disaster. Okay, and you Democrats that voted for him, you're a dumber idiot. You're a bigger idiot. It's unbelievable. And why? Where's the ACLU to stand up for Black rights to say that nobody has the right to shut your city and your state down?
15 seconds.
They're on the Chinese payroll. Okay, Donald, stand. Let's go. I want everyone to stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, stand up for our Lord and Savior. Get in the game. And as Bill Bunkley said, get off.
All righty, got to wrap it up because we're running out of time. Music's going to start. Don't forget to check out Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, for you folks that don't get us on the weekend, we'll see you all on Monday, 2 a.m. But for the rest of you, I'll be back tonight, 2 a.m. with the weekend edition. Looking forward to telling everybody what's going on. We'll talk a lot of different things. And we may have a surprise or two along the way. So I'll see y'all tonight. And don't forget, this program is all about we the people. We run the show. They work for us. God bless America. Stay safe. And yes, it's snowing up there on the East Coast.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with me.